All right. Thinking now about your heart. Focusing your energy on your heart. Opening your mind to the beauty of the heart and how it is that the heart knows truth. That your heart and tell you truth from fiction, fact from faulty premise, and focusing now on the truth-seeking ability of your heart. And taking your attention into the very core of your heart. That core energy, that divine energy, your divine heart, and its ability to know truth. And would ask you now to bring into your heart divine will and asking your heart to show you the truth about divine will. Paying very close attention to all the parts of your body, all the places that register truth. And thinking now about the will to harmonize, the ability to find the middle way, to walk the razor's edge between the two great lines of force, the positive and its opposite. You don't even want to use the word negative because it has a negative perception. Prefer the idea of active versus receptive. Active versus receptive. I would like for you to focus on your own receptivity, tapping into that energy deep within you, centered in your heart. Opening to be receptive to the energies of the will to harmonize. Simply allowing it and then exploring its energetic contours, using your mind all around the edges, finding the edges of the energy of the will to harmonize. all the qualities, the harmony, the beauty, the creativity, the balance, the blending and the merging, the ability to take opposites and create harmony, to find the middle way. To find the win-win for everyone involved. And trusting in the will to harmonize and its ability to bring the poles together. Blend them and merge them, and thus create something new and original. And now finding along the edge this ability to know truth, for it's always to be found in the same place. Knowing truth is in the heart, and so is the will to harmonize, the will to harmony, that energy that blends and merges, that releases limitations by creating something new. I want you to ponder on that, think about that idea. That in bridging opposing energies, blending and merging them, you release something and create something new at the same time. Would like for you now to turn your attention to your greater self, your self as soul. Finding soul's energy, following the thread until you are fully in the presence, fully in the moment with yourself as soul. Namaste, the greeting goes. And feeling and absorbing soul's energy, finding a way to utilize soul's ability to contact those higher energies, the energies of divine will, and soul's ability to bridge between those higher energies and you, and where you are in your growth. And thanking soul for its service to you, just as soul thanks you for your service to your soul. and you and soul, beautifully balanced, tread the razor's edge to the pool of light that lies ahead. It's a beautiful green light, the most beautiful shade of green you've ever seen. You're drawn to it like a bear to honey. You can feel a desire to blend and merge with this energy. Moving ever closer. And as you and soul approach this pool of light, it is joined by a beam of light in a different shade of green, possibly, probably almost blue. And the beam of light and the pool of light merge, blend, and the light is born anew, and yourself as soul leads the way for you. And as you step into these lights, the pool of light and the beam of light, I'd like for you to imagine turning around in this light, all the way around, absorbing this ability to blend and merge and to release through creating something new. Just taking it in. And one more rotation to absorb and blend with the energy of the win-win. Turning around slowly in this light, fully absorbing the energy being offered, letting it sink into you, let it become part of you, along with the ability to merge. Focusing now again on the heart, going to the very core of the heart, to that deep, dark, star-filled indigo blue, beautiful energy, soft and receptive. Healing energy. The energy of tolerance and inclusiveness. You will not blend with energy you cannot tolerate. You will not merge with energy you do not desire. But through this will and this light, you can help the will to unify, to make all things whole, by blending and merging these energies, releasing and creating and handing it over to that greater light, the greatest light there is, the will to unify, love, wisdom. Just absorbing it. Merging and blending it. Until the energy of it's washing through you. Just feeling it, allowing it, as you hear the note of your soul and spirit calling out to you, calling for you to accept these energies. Make them part of yourself. And now, further exploring the core of your heart. And the ability to know truth. For beauty is truth. And anything truthful, anyone truthful, is beautiful. Truth is beauty, and beauty is truth. Beauty is truth. Truth is beautiful. And bringing the energy of truth up from the heart and into the throat, allowing this energy to permeate your throat chakra, using your inner eye and your energetic brush, and gently brushing out the clouds and impurities from the sky blue light of your throat chakra. Brushing away all impurities, all dishonesty, all that prevents you from speaking truth. Brushing it away. Understanding that unconditional love supports the truth. For love is the opposite of fear. Kindness, when speaking your truth, makes a difference when you speak out of love, you speak the truth gently, kindly, ideally. But the truth is the truth. And with this energy comes respect for the truth. For this will energy brings you creativity and a bridge to the higher energies. To harmonize, bridges those energies, the lowest and the highest are bridged, and see yourself now stepping onto that bridge, that bridge moves through your body. From your base chakra to the second chakra to the will chakra to the heart, where you are re-energized, moving up to the throat. To the third eye and the deep blue violet light that can be found there. To the crown and the beautiful white light energy rising upward, coming brighter and clearer with flashes of color, beautiful light. And bathe now in the color and energy of the will to harmonize. And the petals of the crown chakra vibrate in harmony with this energy, with the very sound of this energy, the very soul of it, with its art, its grace, its beauty. Petals vibe to the sound, Now focusing back on the third eye and allowing yourself to touch the ends of the physical energy around you. Bringing you back to this time, this place, this moment where it all began. Slowly coming back into the room when you are ready. Namaste.